Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And hello, friends. We do welcome you into the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. First part of our little discussion here, too, also brought to you by First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience with rural communities and agriculture. And they're ready to help you in your journey as well. All you need to do is get in touch with them at First South Farm Credit. Men, on the show that I do on Saturday, I gave us a little bit of that going into one of the breaks, right? I mean, it's what baseball's doing, right?
Staying alive.
That's all they're they have done that, and they've won a couple of games again this weekend. It was an enjoyable first two games to watch. Obviously, good pitching from A&M yesterday, but they're there. They're hanging in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, came back from the dead, really, because who would have thought they'd do that with Texas A&M after they lost to Murray State Wednesday in a marathon? Just good baseball. They finally played, I think, to their capability.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first two games, the very first pitch of the first game Friday, Ole Miss makes an error there at third base, and then they didn't make another error, you know, for the rest of the weekend until Sunday. You know, is it a coincidence that they made three Sunday and lost a game? No. But, you know, it's kind of the tell of the tale all season long. If they play clean baseball, they're usually going to win the game or be right there in it.
We have our text message line open at 426-1093, 662-426-1093. We'll get to your questions about what the Diamond Rebs actually have to do to get to Hoover and those questions, because there's multiple things there. And then, Chuck, they're going to want some information on the running back room when we get there for the text message portion of the show as well. Obviously, Reese Cano announcing going to the portal and such, so there's questions about that. And more along the way. But before we get the break, five things from Yancey. You ready? It's from Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, the Ole Miss starters pitched 17 innings over the weekend and gave up 2 earned runs, Gary, against the best offense in the country. They are rounding into postseason form at the right time. Thought number two, I can't say enough about Reagan Burford. He bonafides what a team captain is all about. Things have not gone his way during his three-year career at Ole Miss, but he's never stopped believing in himself or his teammates. Now he's playing the best ball of his career. The same thing happened with Garrett Woods during the national championship run. For all the little kids listening, please take note. Thought number three, it's really simple now. The Rebels needed to get two wins this weekend at LSU if they want to enter the SEC tournament, not having to make a deep run to make the NCAA regionals. If you win one, they will have to get at least two in the SEC tournament, in my opinion. Thought number four, is it a coincidence that Ole Miss won the first two games with a total of one error and lost the third game with three errors? I think not. They simply can't go into games having to give 31 to 35 outs a game. Their margin for error is already razor thin. Thought number five, I don't know about you, but I didn't think we would even be talking about making the SEC tournament just a few short weeks ago. Hey, don't let the Rebels get hot.
And since you did this, I was going to kind of bring this up in the little Ole Miss SEC stuff, but 116 current and former Rebel student athletes participated in spring graduation. Garrett Wood was part of the ones who came back
really?
And finished. When you said his name,
yeah.
You know, it brought me, there were a couple of baseball players that came back. Scotty Phillips came back from football and finished up in the program that they have at the university where you can kind of come back and finish up. And so it was a big weekend, not only in sports, but 116 individuals, current and former student athletes, made their way back to graduate this weekend.
Ole Miss is tremendous about taking former athletes that never got their degrees and letting them come back, paying their way and letting them get their degrees. And it's some of it's altruistic and some of it is self-serving because that helps your APR.
Yeah.
But it also helps these kids to come back and get a degree.
Dylan DeLucia came back. Will Etheridge came back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and finished
Ole Miss has really always been good about that. I don't know how other schools are, but Ole Miss is really good.
And so they'll help them out financially on top of that to come back and get their degree.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Tremendous. It's a great program, and we see that every year, but 116 that have given their time to be the athletes that we've seen, some that we'll talk about here in moments at the end of the show and during this show, the baseball guys, the Reagan Burfords that you mentioned, the golfers who are representing Ole Miss and playing for one in the men's world, a region championship today, the women are one of the final 15 teams playing in women's golf again. So a lot of things good for us to talk about on this version of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, and we continue with assistant baseball coach Mike Clement next.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
Don't forget that text message line again at 662-426-1093. We've got some questions from you good people that listen each and every week. Now we have questions for this guy. Mike Clements on with us, assistant baseball coach of the Ole Miss Rebels. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Everything going all right?
Everything's great, Coach.
A lot better.
listen. I had to walk away from the bus. We're getting on the bus headed to Hattiesburg. We had a little graduation, so we're going. We're going late night to Hattiesburg tonight. So you got to be careful throwing some of these guys under the bus. So don't ask too many tough questions.
Right? Well, Coach, what is the energy right now on the bus? I mean, what is it's got to be at another level than what it's been this season.
Yeah, for sure. The hard part, guys, when you lose on Sunday, and mm-hmm. we've done that three times where we've won the series against South Carolina and Auburn and now Texas A&M. Losing, unfortunately, and I think you guys are probably in the same boat. I wish I could say differently, but I hate losing more than I enjoy winning, and I wish it was different than that. And so when you lose on Sunday, it leaves a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth. But 18 to 22-year-olds are pretty resilient. And from a perspective standpoint, if you would have told me a week ago, hey, you're going to get 2-3 from A&M, I would have signed up for it right away. It's just tough when you win the first two, and you know, you want to finish off a sweep, and obviously we weren't able to do that. So, but as far as directly answering your question, the guys feel pretty good. You know, we got something to play for, and I think, you know, we don't have to tell our guys that, they know it. And man, if you would have said, hey, a month ago, hey, you're going to go to Baton Rouge and Hattiesburg, and you go win more than you lose, and you got a real good shot to play in the postseason, we'd sign up for it.
Is Leje on the bus?
Leje is on the bus. He is on the bus. Yes.
That is the best news of the day.
Yeah. He's on the bus. I would call him doubtful for this week. He got an X-ray this morning, and there's certainly some healing going on. I would use the term doubtful. Maybe not completely out of the question though. We'll see how the week goes.
Is it his thumb?
It is his thumb, yeah. So, you know, in the Governor's Cup there, just kid threw one up and in, and it went right off his thumb and clean break. And, yeah, it's his thumb. His right thumb, unfortunately, too.
Yeah, you can't. That's a tough one. That's a tough one, swinging the bat.
Coach, from an offensive perspective, you've had two guys that are really, really red hot and come on, and that's Smithwick and Hill. Just talk about their progress this season.
Yeah, it's been good, and I think with both of them, from an offensive perspective, we had high expectations for. And Luke got off to a really slow start, and really has been our best hitter in SEC play as far as batting average goes. You know, his numbers probably won't look as good as what he swung it in league play, but I know going into this weekend and he had a pretty good weekend. He was hitting something like .330 in SEC play, and so. He's been really good and continued to get better and hotter at the time we need him, especially with Leje out, like we talked about. And then Smithwick, it's a little different story. His last 30 at bats have been so much better than his first 20. You know, the hard part with him is we gotta get him in the lineup, and it's a little easier said than done, only because defensively we have to figure out what that looks like. And if Fisher's DH and he's never coming out of the lineup, and you know, you gotta mix and match some defensive things, and obviously defensively we haven't been great either. And so he is certainly, as far as just offensive players, one of the best nine to put in there. We just have to figure out how to get him in there from a defensive standpoint or DH standpoint. But man, he's been really good, and I think you guys could easily tell how good his at bats have been, and he's really come on, and he'll be key for us here down the stretch.
Were y'all a little disappointed in the way he played right field? Because I didn't see anything wrong with the way he played out there before.
Yeah, you know, Chuck, in that Georgia series, there were just a couple balls that, you know, and again, really not his fault. He's never really played out there, but you guys know us. We'll put some guys out there that we'll take offense over defense when it comes to that. But just misplayed a couple balls that we were a little uncomfortable with, and so that's kind of where we're at with that. But like I said, we got to get his bat in there, and we're doing everything we can to get him as many at bats as we can.
Coach, how are you able to keep the team's head up? I mean, I know, you know, they've got to see the fans every day, and the media yep. saying this and that, and. You know, I mean, it was doom and gloom just a few weeks ago, and now y'all are playing the best ball of the season. Just the mental aspect of keeping the team together.
Well, I think, you know, I give Coach a ton of credit for this, and I think where coaching becomes key, and I'm talking about the head guy that kind of sets the culture for us, I think where him being around for so long is important is it adds such a perspective, and he is so laser focused on right now and this pitch, and we'll worry about tomorrow, and ingrains it into our guys. And I think then there's also something that you either go, and we're a perfect example over the last 24 months of this. When your back's against the wall, typically it goes one way or the other. You either do what we did in 22, and I'm not saying go win the national championship, but like you play with a sense of urgency, and maybe even, you know, hate to use the word, but some desperation, and play really well. And that's what we've done here the last couple of weeks. Or, like last year, you get buried, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't play well, and you feel like you're trying to keep your head above water, but you're taking on water. And it feels like most of the time it goes one of those two ways. And fortunately, for the Rebs, our group is playing the best baseball they've played, and they've showed some serious fight, which I'm extremely proud of them for.
I know that you were happy over the weekend to see some crooked numbers put up in three or four innings, and also yeah. some two out production.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we had the one inning there on I guess it was Saturday, two outs, nobody on, and then ended up putting a four or five spot on them, and man, those are backbreakers. And so you know, it's good for that, but you know, really with A&M's lineup, if you look at the numbers, them and Tennessee have the best two offenses in the league, and our pitching was so good this weekend, you know, to only give up, I don't know what it was, probably, I don't know, 12 runs over three games to that offense was super impressive. And I think from an offensive standpoint, when the pitching gets rolling like that, man, it frees you up offensively too, where you don't feel like you have to score a ton of runs. You can have some more freedom inside your at-bats, and I think the at-bats get better when you have confidence in those guys running out there and putting up zeros on the mound.
Enjoy that bus ride to Hattiesburg, good sir. We appreciate you tonight.
Hey, good luck, buddy.
Thank you. Just huge week.
Just a short 4 hours, boys.
That's it. Beat those buzzers now.
Hey, let's get some wins this week, Coach.
You got it, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you,
buddy. Thank you, as always.
So good to talk with him there, and we got like a minute or so before we need to finish. But tomorrow they get the game against Southern Mississippi. Ole Miss's RPI 24, Southern Miss 32. It's big for both teams tomorrow. Then at LSU, their RPI is number 34, and you got two teams that are still in that battle to, yes, get into Hoover, but two teams, and you add in Southern Miss, who's now moved their way up into second in their league. This is a –
Huge.
A huge week for all three of these teams that we're talking about here.
Well, Gary, there's only been two top 30 RPI teams in the history of the SEC not make the NCAA tournament, and neither one of those teams made the SEC tournament. So
it's
a lot at stake to stay in that top 30.
I know the graphic has come up about three 12-win teams in this league, but there were rainouts that year. Alabama had a couple rainouts and only had 12. They didn't make a full 30-game run in the SEC.
There were one short.
Right?
There were 12 and 17.
The 12 and 18 hasn't been able to make it, right? It's going to have to it might happen this year. One might be enough with the RPI strength of schedule and everything. You just have to go get the job done, right?
Yeah, don't leave it to chance. Just go play good ball. I mean, they proved this past weekend that they can play against better teams. And, hey, go in there with your head up and win some games.
And Coach B said on the show with Richard and the guys that Sonya would start tomorrow against Hattiesburg, and then they're going to see how everybody else kind of feels a little bit for the weekend.
We'll talk about that with Hindu coming up about how you handle that, with LSU coming up this weekend.
Text messages are next.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time to continue with the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, and your text messages at 662-426-1093, and a little injury look as well. We've got Brad Henderson after that. Let's start with the football question, Chuck, if you don't mind, and then we'll get back into the baseball. Does Ole Miss really have their running back when they have to commit four of them and then go into, I guess, who those four are these days?
Well, I mean,
you need multiple guys.
Yeah, and they're getting there. I mean, I think the three that they have right now with Bentley and Merritt from New Mexico and Henry Parrish, I liked Henry Parrish when he was here the first time around as a freshman, and he's certainly matured. He's been the leading rusher at Miami the last couple of years, and Kevin Smith knows him really well and knows his M.O. I don't think we've seen even scratch the surface of what Bentley can do if he can stay healthy. I think he is a lot better back than people think he is. Particularly, we all know he's got great speed, but he's also got some power. He's got some strong thighs. He can take a lick and get yards after contact. So I'm feeling pretty good about it, really.
What procedure did Bentley have done this offseason?
Turf toe. Had turf toe in the bowl game. He'll be fine.
Cut.
But every team that, you know, upper-level team that you watch are really good Ole Miss teams in the past few years. There have been three different guys. Two, maybe, you know.
Well, they want to get back to what they had Parrish's first year with Connor and Ely and Parrish. And these backs these days, they don't want the ball 30 times a game. They want the ball 12 to 14 times to show the pro scouts what they can do and save their bodies. It's a wear and tear position. And these younger guys, they understand that now. Agents are telling them, their NIL guys are saying, you don't want the ball 30 times, son.
Right, because in the NFL, if you make 5 years as a running back, you have made a long time in professional football.
And they don't give them to the NFL backs more than 12 or 14 times a game. If you watch real closely, they've all got two or three backs. You know. Plus, we're going to go a lot more in the air this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have a balanced offense. We always are with Lane Kiffin, but you're going to see, I think you're going to see 60-40.
But Chucky, as much success as Ole Miss has had running the ball, aren't you a little bit surprised they didn't get that elite standout back out of the portal? I am.
I don't know who was available.
Well, there were a few of them, some really good ones. But I don't know what the budget and the way they decided to distribute the budget. With the NIL, but I am a little surprised they didn't get that stud guy.
I think they're a little happier with Bentley and Parrish than you think they are.
No, I love those two. I know what both of them can do. I just worried a little bit about Bentley's durability, and that's it.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, and then they're good to go.
Yep.
We do have someone chiming in on Turf Toe saying it is a killer, no fun at all, but obviously he should be ready.
Every time I hear Turf Toe, it reminds me of Billy Brewer's first year with Buford McGee. Buford McGee missed like two seasons with turf toe. And when Billy came in, he said, Buford, what's your problem? He said, I got turf toe. He said, well, we've got two choices. You can either play through it or we'll amputate it. He said, because turf toe's not an excuse not to play for us. And, you know, Buford had a really good year that year. He toughened up, and then he went on, played 8 or 9 years with the Rams.
Sure did.
And he credits Billy Brewer with toughening him up.
Text messages brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. So this one is, so all the Diamond Rebs need to do is win at least one and have Missouri lose one, and we're in the SEC tournament, correct? Win two in the NCAA tournament's possible, correct? And then it says which Jekyll and Hyde team will show up at LSU. Ole Miss needs to just win one or have Missouri lose one. Either one of those things happen, and you're in Hoover. But yes,
Missouri's not sweeping state at state. Not happening. Ole Miss is getting the SEC, period.
Yeah, and I think if Ole Miss – when Ole Miss gets to the SEC tournament, I think they're going to win a game or two.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not over if they just win one this weekend because the NCAA selection committee, they when you go on the board, your conference tournament record is on that board. They don't have 15, 15, 16, 14. They got your complete. They don't even look at that. So a lot of these fans are like, you got to finish 13. They're not even looking at the SEC tournament. So they've got to get two more, period. Rather, that's one this weekend, one in the conference. But I do feel like if they just win one this weekend, it's going to take two in the conference tournament to get in. That'll be 14 SEC wins.
And you're really just speculating because with that high RPI, who knows?
Only two teams.
It's not going down, you know. I mean, you're going to play two in the top 35.
Yeah.
Four games of that.
Yeah.
So your strength of schedule is going to stay. It's number two right now. It's going to stay high, and your RPI is not going to, if it does fall, you're on the road at all of these teams.
They've got the number two toughest schedule in the country, and it's not just loaded on the SEC. They got a top 30 non-conference, where a lot of fans were like, man, what a weak non-conference schedule, but it was not, obviously.
Well, you know, nobody wants to say this, but I will, and I'll get criticized for it, but Hawaii has a winning record against SEC teams that go across the water to their place. They're like 30 and 20 against SEC teams. So splitting with them at the first of the year was not as bad as people think it is.
Yeah, I just think it was just how they played. It was kind of a foreshadow defensively, right?
Yeah, I get that.
But, you know, if the pitching continues what it's done these last couple weekends and those three pitch like they did these past two weekends, they're going to be in the NCAAs and can do some damage once they're there. They just got to play sound defensively, period. That's the biggest problem.
Quick injury update.
Well, Leger there said is doubtful, but he is on the bus. He's on the roster, so I would love to see him at least get a pinch hit or, you know, maybe if not, be ready for that SEC tournament. This is the last year of the format, the double elimination. Next year, everybody makes the tournament, single elimination from round one to the end. So this is the last. Get over to Birmingham. It's a blast.
Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Go visit them at oxfordortho.com. Brad Henderson's next.
Ole Miss is an annual hotspot for summer fun in the sun, from days on the lake to the endless festivals and concerts in and about town. Make sure you've dressed the part with a pair of handmade quality First Wear comfort boots from Tecovas. Tecovas boots come in a timeless Western style that can elevate any casual look or add a refined flair. The best way to shop for boots is at a local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Or visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Stay cool in a short-sleeve moisture-wicking pearl snap. Make your own shade with one of Tecovas' classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. Tecovas has those perfect boots waiting for your summer of style. Visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in six great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix toothpicks. A proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
The Paris Group is our partner in retirement. Nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute their savings. They give you, the client, unparalleled level of service. They deliver those results. 1-877-327-3735, 877-327-3735. 3735. Brad Henderson joins us now, and Brad, we had Coach Clem on in the earlier segment, and I know he's hitting guy, you're a hitter, but I want you to start with what the starting pitching did this weekend against that Texas A&M lineup, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it was tremendous, right? I think I read a stat today where those guys only gave up four earned runs combined against arguably one of the top offensive teams in the country. And obviously, if you're going to beat a team like Texas A&M, you've got to pitch it well. You're not going to outslug them for the most part. And yeah, all three of them were terrific. I thought Riley, obviously, in game one was terrific. Just held him at bay, and the bullpen behind him was just phenomenal. And obviously, a huge opportunity there to score two in the bottom of the eighth, and then close the door there in the night to win game one. And then you got some momentum going. And you knew Liam had a chance. Anytime he's in a rhythm, he gets in that good rhythm throwing three pitches for a strike. It's been tough on opposing hitters really all season. When he gets in trouble is when he can't find the strike zone and gets behind, he gets beat up a little bit. But when he's on, he's one of the best in the league. And obviously, offensively, that second inning in game two, we took off and kind of punched him in the face, and you knew it was going to be hard for them to recover and score enough runs with Liam on the mound. And then, obviously, Mason yesterday gave up the one run, the home run. We just couldn't score, you know. And credit Sadeo, right? He was terrific for them. But all in all, it was a great weekend for the Rebels.
Hindu, if I told you back in September when school started that Hunter and Revis were going to be out for the season and Quinn and Sonya were going to give you literally nothing conference play, what would you have said?
Yeah, I'd have said, man, I'll meet you at whatever bar you're drinking at, Nancy, because you're having a lot better time than I am. But no, you're right. But we kind of saw this back in 22, right? We didn't really figure out the pitching until about midway through with Lush and Hunter. And, you know, so you got to give some credit to Laugh. And, but because we had guys on campus that could get outs, right? And so we were forced to use different guys till we figured it out. But certainly we figured it out. And the three we run out there typically give us a chance to win if we don't kick it around. And we played really good defense, you know. And so, yeah, you know, we got a lot of talented guys. And I think moving forward, we'll see who comes back next year. But you certainly feel good about, like, Mendez, you know, guys like that. So, you know, obviously not the season we want. But to be able to control your destiny going to Baton Rouge this weekend, that's really all you could ask for. And we probably – you know, if we're being honest with ourselves, I don't think we would have been having that conversation or this conversation a month ago.
No, that was my whole point. They had so much going against them. You know, the four dudes going into the season, you don't get anything from. And so, I mean, what they've been able to do to piece together with, honestly, a bunch of bullpen guys outside of Doyle, who they did bring in to be a starter or contend for starting. And now, you know, guys like Maddox and Nichols are pitching their rear end off. And look, if this team makes postseason play, the ones that have to scratch and claw, we've seen it from Mississippi State several times, right? You know, they can be dangerous in postseason play. And I don't know. I mean, you know, just winning that Friday night game, I think that changes everything. So going to Wednesday against Southern Mississippi, and we were having this conversation before, what do you do if Sonya gives you 4-5? Okay, let's say he gives you 4. Who do you go to your weekend guys? Last week against Murray State, they didn't bring them in into the ninth inning. Obviously, they had to go 6 extra innings. But what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, the game, obviously, like you said, is going to dictate what Mike does. But Mike certainly knows the gravity of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right? And not taking anything away from Southern Miss, because that'd be a good quality win on the road, RPI, all that good stuff. But, you know, you feel like you got to empty your bullets when you get to Baton Rouge. And so you just hope that Grayson can get you deep into that game. Offense can get you some runs where you don't have to make that decision. But I do think we're good enough in the bullpen. You know, we didn't see Braden Jones. I mean, there's enough. We can piece it together with Dennis, some of those guys.
Yeah, Braden Jones.
They can get some outs on Tuesday. And then, you know, obviously try to piece that together and get out of there with a win before we head to Baton Rouge.
What's going on with Tekoyan? That's what I just – we don't ever even use him in midweek game, do we?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, and that's a question I meant to ask Laugh or Coach B. We haven't seen him lately, and I don't know if I don't know, and I would be 100% speculating, but I am curious because we haven't seen him in several games now. So I don't know if there's some fatigue there or some minor injury. He's certainly obviously been dressed out, but I haven't even seen him warm up, Chuck. So I don't know the answer to that. And obviously, hopefully, we can have this talk next week and I can have an answer. And obviously, if we're having this talk next week, then we're certainly in Hoover and we're certainly in the postseason talk. So I don't know. That's a great question because I think Sam obviously can log some innings and stretch that bullpen some. But I have no idea what's going on with Sam.
Hindu, it seems like Ross, when he moved to the outfield, we know he's struggling there at first base. He came alive at the plate. And then you got Smithwick has come alive. Hill's come alive. Furness is really settled down there at first base and played well defensively. All those moves that Bianco's made has been the right move.
Yeah, he's pushed the right buttons, hasn't he? And it certainly worked out this weekend. And you even look at Burf. I mean, how do you not like that, right?
Yeah, just like Garrett Woods in 22.
Yeah, and, you know, we're playing a matchup, right? We've got two, and they look at the splits on left, right on right, and they're trying to put the best lineup out there. And, you know, Burf will tell you, he hadn't had the greatest year, but he's certainly been a leader. And, man, he came in last week, and you can even go back to the midweek. He had some great at-bats there as well.
Great at-bats.
But, I mean, he was kind of the unsung hero for me this weekend offensively.
No doubt.
He had some huge at-bats. He played really good second base. And, you know, I still think they're going to mix and match. I really do. And I think you could see a different lineup Thursday than you do on Friday because we're going to see a lefty then a righty. And I think they're going to have to do that. And you're just going to have to hope you get production when you make those moves. It doesn't always work out, but you play the percentages, and that's what they're going to have to do. So we'll see how it plays out. But he certainly pushed the right buttons this weekend. And to give Coach some credit, I thought he called three exceptional games as far as calling pitches go. And he's always going to give the players credit, which they should get the credit. But you've got to call the pitches, and obviously they have to execute. But against that lineup that's done so much damage in this league, he certainly held them at bay. And you hope it works out as we go to a hostile environment this weekend.
You know, Brett, I'm accused all the time of being Mr. Optimist, and that's fine. I am. But I'm telling you, I think if Burford's blast in the fourth inning with two men on gets two more feet and Braden Montgomery can't reach it, I think that's a different ball game.
It's a totally different ball game. I mean, obviously, Mason, he kept us in that game. And if Burf hits a three-run bomb there, we may sweep that series because the momentum changes, their dugout changes to thinking, uh-oh, here we go again, right? But, you're right, 3 or 4 feet short of a three-run homer and that game totally being changed. But didn't go our way, and it's hard to sweep in this league. But you're right, Chuck, and we were literally – 36, 48 inches from a sweep and us having a totally different conversation about this weekend. But, you know, we've won four out of the last six, and this team's playing on a high right now. It's got a lot of momentum, and I don't know how you can't get excited to go play at Alex Box. I mean, that's one of the best places in the country to play. So, you know, if they can channel the nerves and channel the adrenaline into some positive, then, it could be a great weekend and we could kind of springboard into the postseason.
You know, I think it's a shame the way, obviously, people know more than I do about keeping score and all that stuff, but it's a shame to me that Mason got the loss in that game. I mean, golly, he pitched five outstanding innings.
Well, he did, but it all kind of balances out, right? I'm sure somewhere in his career, he's come in out of that bullpen and picked up a garbage win somewhere along the way. But you're right; it was tough to talk to him after the game Sunday because he certainly didn't deserve a loss. But man, he was terrific. And you're talking about a kid with a head on his shoulders, a 36 ACT. He's gonna, save lives one day when he becomes a doctor. But right now, we just need him to get outs, and he's been really good for us on those games.
Brad?
36.
Brad.
Chuck took it four times and didn't even total 36.
Yancey took it three times and made 12 each time, so he did make a 36.
Hindu, how does Ole Miss match up against the LSU pitchers this weekend? Do you know much about their staff? Do they have someone like A&M brought in Sunday for their second start? What do you know about the LSU staff?
Well, I mean, they've been roughed up, right? They've got 10 wins, one less than us. So, obviously, they haven't been the LSUs that we're accustomed to seeing. But they have pitched it better as of late. Their game one starter is going to be really good. I don't think he's going to be Hagen Smith good or Kale Steven good or Prager good that we saw this weekend. But he's going to be good. And, obviously, they're going to have the home field advantage, which you know counts as a lot. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to throw Holman in game two, and he's probably their best guy. But I don't think it's anything we've got to be overly overwhelmed by thinking we've got to play perfect. We don't, and we saw it this weekend. We didn't play perfect this weekend, but we played sound baseball. We pitched it well, and we had timely hitting, and we talk about that every weekend, and that's exactly what you got to do. And we'll have to do it against those guys. But obviously, if you've got 10 wins at this point, you haven't just lit it up, right? Yeah. It doesn't mean those guys can't light it up this weekend, but I don't think you go in there thinking that you've got to have a miracle to somehow win this series, and then we'll see what they do on Sunday. But their bullpen's gotten a little bit better. Christian Little's finally started to figure out. He's a highly touted recruit a couple years ago that's just been okay for him. But the last few outings, he's been really good. But, you know, at this point, a lot of teams can say that, right? I mean, we're in the same boat. You know, Mason yeah. Nichols was a relief guy who's, you know, was okay, and now he's figured it out. So, I mean, everybody's in that same boat. Everybody's got the same scouting report at this point. So it's just a matter of executing. But, you know, anything we can get from the bottom of the lineup, like we did on Saturday, Birch had a couple hits, a couple walks. We'll see what Campbell does against the right-hander. But anytime you get some production down there, it obviously helps your cause. But, you know, in series like this, it's really do your dudes step up? Can Fish continue to swing a hot bat? Luke Hill's been arguably our best hitter in conference play. You know, can Jackson Ross keep it going? So those guys are going to have to carry you. But if you certainly get some production at the bottom, especially with Leje still being out, it all helps. But it's going to be a dogfight. It always is down there. But if these guys aren't looking forward to this, then you know they came to the wrong school.
That's right. They don't need to be in the NCAA tournament if this doesn't fire them up.
Brad, I hope you've packed for the Mississippi River, hot, humid, and 70% chance of rain all 3 days.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, and that throws a whole kink in it too, right? Chance of rain all 3 days. So we'll see how it plays out, but I can promise you I'll eat good. I'll watch some good baseball. And, you know, I'm not going to say it because I'm the radio guy, but I feel pretty good about Hoover. You know, I'm sure you guys have talked about what we've got to do to get there.
Yep.
And you feel like Missouri going to Starkville is obviously going to be tough. So I'm looking big picture, guys. I mean, I want to get to the postseason. I want these young men to get into that regional, and then anything can happen. I think if somehow we can go down there and get two, you'll be talking about one of the hottest teams in the country, and nobody wants to face us in a regional the way, you know, we played the last two weekends. So I just want that opportunity, man.
Me too.
Thank you, Brad.
Hey, safe travels, buddy. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Let's get one tomorrow.
Let's do. Don't let those Rebs get hot now.
Let's do it.
Coming up next, a little Ole Miss news, the good, the bad, the ugly, and a little recruiting segment. We'll finish up the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Way over town, that's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Well, the SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. The Ole Miss women's golf team won the NCAA Bermuda Run Regional. They're in the 2024 Women's Golf Championships that is coming up starting Friday in Carlsbad, California. They'll play 54 holes of stroke play. The top 15 teams and top 9 individuals advance. They'll eventually get it down to 8 teams to determine the national champion. The Ole Miss men are in Palo Alto at the Stanford Regional in golf. They open with a first round 9 under 271 today. You've got to finish in the top 5 of the regional. They are tied for 4th. In that regional with that 9 under. So still 36 holes to play to get that down to the top 5 teams. But right now they're in that. Illinois is leading. The home team Stanford is in there. Florida State is in there. And Ole Miss is tied with Texas A&M for 4th. And then Ole Miss softball got their 8th consecutive season of championship run. They'll be in the Lafayette Regional. That starts on Friday. The 3 seed against Baylor, who they beat twice in a regional last year. That's Friday at 7 on ESPN2 for Ole Miss softball. Princeton's the 4 seed, and of course, the Raging Cajuns are number 1 in the Lafayette Regional. So we have other sports guys out and about and doing big things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still amazed by those scores there at Stanford. -9 is tied for 4th. That's Well, I'd like to play college golf over there and make you feel real good.
Let's get into some recruiting brought to you by the Grove Collective. They create and enhance those NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes, giving them the level of protection and guidance they need in the NIL marketplace.
Yeah, Chuck, you know a little bit more than On3 Sports, the national people, but they said that Ole Miss is still in communication with former Tennessee and Louisville defensive end Tyler Barron. We still believe Southern Cal and Miami are probably a little bit more all in than Ole Miss, but we'll see. Mammoth power forward Nikita, I don't even want to try to pronounce his last name here. We'll just call him Nikita. He's 6'10", 250, visited Ole Miss this past week, averaged 10 points, 8 rebounds, has not committed anywhere. Chucky, I've been saying they need one more big guy. He looks to be it. Indiana, Stanford, and Notre Dame are also involved. Did not commit after the visit, and we have not heard about any officials being scheduled after this Ole Miss visit. A couple more football tidbits. Right now, the coaches are out on the road prospecting high school athletes, and they went to see top 50 national prospects Deuce Knight and Caleb Cunningham this past week. Obviously, they got the running back commitment, five-star running back. They went to see him as well, but things, if they can get those three, things are going to be looking really, really good for the Rebels. Kemper County offensive tackle Mario Nash out of Kemper County, 6'6", 280, set up an official visit to Ole Miss on June the 7th. And St. Thomas Aquinas High School four-star defensive lineman Juju Martz will announce on June the 30th. Ole Miss is one of the finalists. He's 6'6 and a half, 255 rush in. So, cannot get enough of those rush-ins.
And the good, the bad, and the ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland has you covered, home and business. They're a GAF Master Elite contractor. They offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them at 644-4297 or go to their website, riverlandroofing.com.
All right, the good, after the Rebel baseball team lost a midweek marathon game to Murray State, I really didn't give them much of a chance against number 3 ranked Texas A&M. But this Rebel team has been on a roller coaster all year, climbed to the top of that ride, and picked off 2 games against the Aggies, who are one of the best teams in the country, and really came closer than people think than taking a third. Come from behind 4-3 win on Friday led to a dominant 10-2 Rebel win on Saturday. 2 out of 3 from Texas A&M this year is good for anyone and kept the postseason hopes of the Rebels hanging by a thread alive. Women's golf, regional winner, big time. They were 3 years ago, they were the national champs. Coach Corey Hinkes' squad is back at it again. Chris Malloy, men's golf coach, has got his team in fourth place in a regional. Braden Thornberry won the individual national championship 4 years ago, so that program's still in good shape. And I want to make a public apology to the captain of the baseball team, Reagan Burford. When I saw his name in the lineup, I said, what are we doing? And my goodness, the man hit a home run, a double, almost hit a 3-run homer Sunday, had another single. I think he was 4-for-12 on the weekend. And I apologize to him.
He hit two to the wall, right, and one that the guy off his glove, top of the wall, and back in as a double on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You know, it falls over for everybody else.
Yeah.
But that's what sparked the dugout. Right. Yeah. You know, that's what got them going to propel them to come back in that game. And, you know, it's just like a coach told me, you know, if you got a kid that wants to quit, and you say, hey, if you were hitting 380 in the 3-hole this year, would you quit? You know, most of them be like, well, no, of course I wouldn't. Well, then you're quitting for all the wrong reasons. And Burford sticking it out through 3 years, I mean, things have not gone his way at all. And now, look, he's playing all SEC-type baseball.
Hope that continues.
Six o'clock, Southern Miss. Nationally ranked in some of the polls now, tomorrow in Hattiesburg. LSU, 6 o'clock Thursday, 6:30 on Friday, and then it finishes up Saturday at 1.
I forgot it was a Thursday through Saturday with the tournament coming up.
Let's hope we have some good stuff going on next Monday night. So long.
Howdy, toddy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.